Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain,
for purple mountains.
All right, it's 24 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, as you know, this portion of each hour is dedicated to some musical story. Here are Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton singing America's song. Crank this up for a second, Richie.
America, God shed his grace on thee and crowned thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
So Miranda Lambert is now getting candid about her divorce from Blake Shelton.
Really?
Neither party publicly admitting what went wrong. The cover story, however, for Cosmo next month, she speaks out about life after leaving Blake Shelton. She said, quote, "Marriage is a tough business. We gave it our best try." She explained she's still processing what went on. They are not talking. That's good. Neither of them will talk. Their divorce was very quickly done. And then Blake moved on to a new romance with Gwen Stefani. I'm wondering if this wasn't, I mean, most people are probably wondering the same thing. So Blake Shelton is on The Voice, right?
Yes.
Is it The Voice? The Voice.
One of the coaches on The Voice.
Right. So yes. Gwen Stefani also comes on this year. She's getting a divorce from her husband.
Yep.
And one wonders, it doesn't take a lot of heavy lifting.
Apparently he fooled around on her. That's what
happened. Miranda Lambert?
No. On Gwen Stefani.
Stefani's husband fooled around on her.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but because Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton are not talking about what happened to them, which is good, the speculation is that Blake moved in on Gwen Stefani before he was done being married to Miranda Lambert.
You know, it was interesting because I think when the Blake and Miranda thing first came out, she was kind of taking the heat for being out and about.
Yeah.
And then this thing with Blake and Gwen Stefani comes out, and then you're wondering, well, how long have they been eyeing each other?
Uh-huh.
Because she's been on The Voice for a couple of seasons now, yeah. So.
All right. So anyway, what I do is take my hat off. She is very positive. She said, "I had a great relationship with an amazing man. So I know what good is. I have a great launching pad for the future. I'll never take a relationship for granted again." So maybe there's a key in that as well. As for her next step, she says she wants to live life to the fullest. Some of that might mean nights on my porch crying, drinking whiskey, and going, "Man, this sucks."
Yeah, right?
Which happens sometimes when you lose somebody that you love for whatever the reason. All right. Also, Rihanna is in the news today. And it's because she has released a new album. I'm wondering if she's going to get any traction given all the attention being paid to Adele. Isn't there another? There's another album that's out too. Wasn't there another one? Not only Adele's, but didn't I see something else? Didn't we talk about something else this week? Doing well, not anywhere near as well as Adele. Oh, it was a Taylor Swift thing, I think. I'm not sure she's got something new out, but Rihanna's considered to be really pretty popular among the top ten, probably, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So apparently, her people are wondering whether she'll get the same attention as Adele has.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, why should she? Adele's a different, unique sort of thing. Rihanna's just more of the same.
She's getting in another solar system with Adele, the attention Adele's getting.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, so it's interesting, though. She got a new, I'm doing my part. I just told you Rihanna's got a new CD, 28 After, on Good Day.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that smell.
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
You smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that the more we run, the likelihood that our health will improve? Turns out that a scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California has finished the world's largest study on runners. He found that after 20 years of back-to-back research, that when it comes to exercise, literally more is always better. Again, more is always better with exercise. The more miles that people ran, the less likely they were to develop heart disease and have strokes or have other general health ailments. Basically, 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week, equals vastly improved health. So if you can run 50 miles a week, you can potentially have golden health. We often forget that we are, at the end of the day, mammals, and mammals need to move around to stay healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.